Hey there, pissheads. This is Tom Takar coming at you live from Mexico City. Here's the deal. We fucked up. I thought that I would be back in time to record an episode this week, and I was not. So what we're gonna do today is I'm posting a little repost of an episode we did before early on in the show with Emmy Blodnick, our good, hilarious friend. We love this episode, and we wanted people who are new to the show to listen to it. And so Emmy was just on Conan. We figured this would be a fitting celebration of her killer spot on the show. So check that out too. On top of that, I put out two Patreon episodes today. One of them free. So if you go to the Patreon feed, there's one free episode if you're not a Patreon subscriber. It's not great sound quality because it's live at Caroline's and the sound is a little rough. It's very bad, to be honest, but I tried my best to edit it down. It sounds not completely unlistenable, but it's not great. The other one is good. It's with Kevin Lobkowitz talking emo music, and that's on our regular Patreon feed. Again, sorry about the mishap. We're gonna put a makeup episode out in the next couple weeks, so you'll still get the same amount of episodes. But I know that it sucks to have a little delay. But you know what? We love you. We know we fucked up. We're sorry. You don't have to pile on us. We're good, man. All right. See you next week. Bye.
The year is 2003. Americans are mystified by Finding Nemo, while The Matrix Reloaded has us finding Neo as well. Apple launches iTunes and introduces the term software update to an optimistic and not yet weary nation. And reality television is growing bigger and bigger every day. Fox launches a show called The Simple Life, where two heiresses go around the country making fun of people who work and themselves. Fox immediately sees a giant ratings boost, with the first episode getting 13 million viewers. At the same time, Joe Simpson, father and manager to Jessica Simpson, was wheeling and dealing with MTV to get his daughter on a reality show of her own. Newlyweds Nick and Jessica became a hit, while also teaching Americans a little about the give and take of marriage. Little did they know, another star would break out from this show. Jessica's little sister, Ashley, would get a spin-off show of her own. This show focused a lot on her relationship with musician Ryan Cabrera, who would show her the beauty of song. Her reality success skyrocketed her first album, Autobiography, to the top of the charts. The self-titled album Paris from our Simple Life star, meanwhile, rose to number 6 in 2006 and would lead her to fame in the DJ world. With a combined 13 singles, 3 Teen Choice Awards, and arguably more controversies than albums, today we stand by Paris Hilton and Ashley Simpson. Because it's just the one album.
Right. Well, she has two albums.
She's two?
There's one of the songs called Come Alive. It's
yeah.
from a separate.
Is that a full album, though?
I don't
I think
know.
It was a single.
It might
yeah,
have just been a
maybe
single. It,
yeah, it's
I
such
still
a
think it's incredibly bold of her to make more music.
She had some controversy where, because now she's DJing or whatever, and Deadmau5 came after her.
Ooh.
He
oh,
said,
shit.
What's what? He was like, this is like bullshit because she's just selling tickets because she's a celebrity. He was like, that's like if I just joined
Are
NASCAR.
We going, by the way?
It's recording.
Oh,
we'll see.
Okay.
So turn it on, Emmy.
All right. No, I just because this I want to hear about her. I don't know much about her as a DJ, but I'm sure there's not that much to know.
Yeah, I feel like she's just trying to do EDM shit, and like she's the life of the party, so it makes sense.
Yeah.
It's like when a comic starts touring, like, but they're not like a comic, or like somebody
they
starts doing
on
a
yeah,
SNL
like a
20
TV
years ago.
Yeah, like Chris Kattan, or
oh,
like we
yeah.
talked about him a lot.
We
yeah.
talk about him too much on this podcast.
Yeah. I was one of the and friends in a Chris Kattan and
Are
friends
you
show.
Sure?
Oh,
we talked
yeah.
about those.
I know, I heard it.
How was it?
Oh yeah, that was on Sean Depp.
I mean, fucking, it was a blast.
Welcome back to Stand By Your Kattan. We're here. We're here talking Chris again.
Yeah, but yeah, it's like that. Anyways, let's listen to Jared's voicemail real fast.
So Jared is the
Jared,
comedy addict
Oh, yeah.
Guy.
So Jared owns the Comedy Addict. He's a dear friend of the podcast slash enemy. We kind of, we're in contention.
Dear friend.
He claims that he invented the podcast, but all he really does is shit on bands all the time, which is the opposite of what the podcast is.
Hmm.
But people seem to like it when he chimed in the other day. So we've been playing his thoughts on each musician that we bring on.
Okay.
So I'm going to play a little bit of what Jared has to say now. Let me turn this up. Tommy. And we can't talk during it. Jared got very upset that we talked over him last time. Understandably so. We're not, I'm not coming after you, Jer Bear. I call him Jer Bear because he doesn't
really
like
cute.
It. Happy 40th, Jared, by the
I
way.
I put my mic in a different room.
All right, here we go.
What's up, y'all? It's this week's We Went to Jared. So I just found out that Jessica Simpson has a sister. Jessica Simpson was a 90s boy band. And I also found out that Paris Hilton made music. I typed it into iTunes, Paris Hilton, and it just came back with no. I'm getting ready to find the next passerby to ask them if they know that Paris Hilton made music.
Okay.
You'd
think
know.
That would be enough, but Jared said it's another thing to play after that.
Okay, I have a passerby here. I'm walking down the street of Bloomington. Ma'am, did you know that Paris Hilton made music?
I sure didn't know that, and I don't want to know that. That's terrible.
Do you think it's good?
No, I can't imagine that it's good. I imagine that it's very, very terrible.
I don't know this person. Thanks.
Jared, that was your finest work.
Yeah.
Thank you very
wow.
much.
Wow.
Our first He's man on the street.
Jared, we should make him always do that.
Oh, that's so funny, yeah.
A man on the street for the podcast. That's
pretty excellent.
I feel like he's jaywalking.
Yeah, Jared walking. I like
yeah, yeah, Jared walking. Yeah, yeah. Now we have two names.
Oh,
yeah, change. The, you should do a different segment called Jared Walking. Jared. All right. So those were Jared's thoughts. He didn't realize that either of them existed, I guess. But, you know, that's for him to think. He's a hater. You
yeah.
know?
It sounds like that woman on the street. Is what that what she said is what most people think mm-hmm. of Paris Hilton's music.
Yeah. My brother said something about, like, I post on Facebook whenever we do this, like, hey, what do you think about
yeah,
this?
Yeah.
And my brother chimed in with, like, Paris is a hoe or whatever.
Oh, my
I was like,
God.
Oh, my God. He, like, hates women and people
oh,
and
good.
Stuff. Yeah, 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 yeah. So I'm glad we got to let his voice out on the podcast. before we get into this, Emmy, how you doing? You came all the way here.
Yes.
We're appreciative.
Thanks for having me.
Of course.
This is a joy.
Tommy, how you doing today?
Doing well. I'm feeling good.
You're feeling good? I had a rough one yesterday. I was sick all day yesterday because I drank all night the night before. But I had a theory that I think we talked about on the last one. That vodka sodas don't count as drinking.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it's just clear liquid.
It's just clear liquid. It doesn't count, so you can't drink, like be hungover from it. And mm-hmm. then I was really wrong. It was brutal. And I ate a hot dog from a like a streetcar. That might have been it. A hot dog.
Yeah, Tom and I passed a New York streetcar that said New York's best hot dog. G-O-G with like a capital G. Like it couldn't have been scratched off. It was very clearly a G.
Yeah.
You think the sign just came back and he was like, fuck.
I like the idea. I like to think he got sued for saying best hot dog and he was like, fuck it.
Like he'd say, this isn't the best hot dog.
Because you've never even had a hot dog. The fact that he kept the sign makes me think it was his mistake,
yeah,
too.
Because yeah,
if
yeah.
it's the sign person's mistake, you can send it back.
For sure.
But if you typed it wrong, you're out of luck.
Oh, man. We should get
hot
a car
dogs.
Like that that has all the the prices for hot dogs painted on it.
Oh, but we don't sell anything?
No.
Oh, no. Just square people with a water gun?
Yeah.
Nice.
It'd be a fun thing to have. How's your day going? You doing good?
I'm we're doing great.
We're here to talk about Paris Hilton and
so
Ashley
talk
yeah,
about
I've been listening to
better.
Him all day. I'm very happy about it.
So we combined it because you wanted to do one or the other initially? I'm trying to remember.
I don't
think
remember how we got
me
to this.
Paris originally.
Yes.
And then I was like, that sounds incredible. And then we were thinking about like how many songs she has.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't sure there were more than two. But I could name two. And it turns out now we know she's got something like an album and a quarter.
Yeah.
Like a full album and then one single.
Yeah.
In, I think, 2014, which is just,
mm-hmm.
I mean,
that's
unbelievable
wild.
That
it's
she would
lot.
Think
it's
anybody would
come back for more.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, like, almost She has like six singles. I mean, I don't know what constitutes a single, but when I look at when I looked at that album up, it's like a 10-track album or whatever, and then most of it's singles and music videos.
Yeah, and there are a few of them that have like decently famous rappers. Mm-hmm. She has a song with Lil Wayne. I didn't listen to it.
I didn't listen to that one either.
That's okay. Let's focus on the hits.
Well, that's like there's a lot of mysterious stuff going on because like Christy Coffee posted on the Facebook, like, oh, I love this one song. I looked it up. It doesn't exist.
Or
it's not on Spotify, which I don't think she sent something to Tidal.
That's interesting.
Is that a Paris song or a Ashley song?
I don't know.
Song.
I just searched the Tidal.
I think it was an Ashley song.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah.
I think both of them happened in a time where there was so much bad pop music that who knows who sang what.
That's true.
I think Christy probably has a real song in mind.
Yeah, it's probably someone she's not, like, yeah, it could have been anybody. Like, there were so many people back then, I feel like.
Yeah.
Maybe it was Maya.
It wasn't Maya. Maya was early 2000s,
Maya was
right?
Okay.
I liked Maya. Maya had one of my favorite jams, and I can't remember what it was called. It was like, it had Christmas bells in the beginning.
I know exactly
what
you're talking,
you know what
about,
talking about,
and if you give me 3 seconds, I'll think of it.
Right.
It was, what you gonna do?
Yeah. Oh my God. What you gonna do when you think you got to show me? You really need to know. How you gonna act? How you gonna handle that? How you gonna do what you want you back?
Yeah, it's so good.
Wow.
It was a good one.
That's a great song.
That's beautiful.
Oh,
I'm so glad we found that.
Yeah. She,
well done. I mean, I took credit, but you did all of it.
No, I listened to a lot of garbage in the 2000s.
No, I had that one on, like, I used to discover all my music on Now CDs, and that was one of them.
Oh, hell
yeah. It was so good.
Yeah, they're on like volume 1,000.
I can't believe they're still making them.
Yeah,
yeah. That was like my whole thing. I heard somebody talking about this the other day, where they accidentally bought one of those CDs.
The Now ones?
Not a Now one. It's like a Now knockoff, where they didn't want to pay for the royalties for the music, so they just covered the song. So you'd buy
it's
like,
called,
like
then let's call that music.
So it's just like adult bop, basically.
Yeah, it's adult bop.
Yeah.
I like to think about when they were coming out with the second Now That's What I Call Music, if somebody was like, why don't we just say that's also what I call music?
This is more of what I call music.
They would have backed themselves into a real corner. Yeah, yeah.
Wait, I thought that other thing was music. No, that's shit now. we should have a Now That's What I Call Comedy album. We should pitch that.
Yeah.
This is our pitching
the singles
show.
From oh boy, that
they've tried that on like Comedy Central and stuff.
Where like, they put out a mixtape or whatever.
Yeah, I think they had like a comedy mixtape show, but it was bad because it was like all the same topic, and you're like, I don't want to hear 20 different jokes about like
frozen dinners. Or
about Roseanne. Like they picked something really specific
about Roseanne.
This was. What is your background with Paris?
I used to love with Paris.
Well, you can go either way. You can go with music. You can go whatever you want. Take that how you will.
I watched The Simple Life when I was a young man.
Oh hell yeah!
I remember.
I want to talk a lot about
the only thing
life
I remember
today.
From The Simple Life is the one where they had a kissing booth, and I was just like, man,
I remember
I could
that
be
one.
There.
Yeah, yeah.
What I would
get me to that kissing booth.
That's still my make a wish.
And I saw the sex tape when I was younger. I don't know
you
if
saw it?
I did see it. Yeah, I
let her have her dignity, and I did not watch
God.
It. I did not want to sully my thoughts of her with it while watching it.
I don't think I ever watched the whole tape, but they show like clips of it. You know, it's night vision.
Yeah,
that's
all
you need to know.
That's like the cultural references. You know, it's green and night vision.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
It felt like I think maybe I saw like a highlight. I feel like just news sites or clickbait was like. Showing parts of it like that where you could see that it was night vision. And I was like, this is like watching people have sex on Big Brother. Like, it's not
very
interesting to me where they're just like making noises and it says like squirm. Like,
it was a clever title though. You have to give them it.
A Night in Paris?
Yeah, it's a clever title.
Yeah, that's not bad. Good. That's not bad.
What would yours be?
Let's see. Oh, shit.
What about One Night in Tarkansas? It's pretty hot.
Fuck. What would mine be? Tom.
Tom.
It just says Tom. To car.
Put your feet in Tom's shoes.
To car you almost done. I'm going to edit it to make it sound like I thought of that immediately. It's not even that good. What would yours be?
I don't know.
Emmy, you got one?
You're just got to be like Whack Namara or something Whack like that.
Just you jerking off.
Tommy jerking.
It's still in green screen. It's like the lights could have been on.
I envision of you jerking off alone.
The computer screen glow is like. That's good. So I loved Paris Hilton. I was like in love with her from the show. Yeah, I thought she was the perfect woman.
No. The perfect woman?
She was the perfect woman. I was so into her. I remember that kissing booth episode too. Yeah. But I was watching highlights from that show today, and it is brutal. They're such bad people.
They are bad people.
They're so bad.
But I feel like I have new appreciation for Paris Hilton because of Ivanka Trump existing. Because Paris Hilton is just if Ivanka Trump had fun.
Yes.
And like,
oh, that's so true.
Great point.
But see, I would so much rather, like, I wish Ivanka Trump had had a pop hit right around the mid 2000s, because then she wouldn't be like in meetings with the Japanese prime minister. Like, she was trying to be a model around when Paris Hilton was like really whatever famous and living life.
Uh-huh.
And like, if she had just had success, then she wouldn't be so concerned with trying to be smart.
Yeah.
She's not smart.
It's so like, true. Yeah. And Paris Hilton was like discovered by Donald Trump as a model. Like,
is that true?
Was she really?
Yes. Like,
oh,
I don't know
God.
If he was discovered, but she got into modeling through him.
Whoa.
Just like Ivanka did. But I mean, Ivanka.
Which is why you voted for her.
That's
right?
Exactly true. Yeah.
It'd be funny. He found the perfect woman.
So Paris could be in those Japanese meetings. Like,
oh my God.
You're hot.
If stars are.
She tried to trademark that phrase. Yeah. That was one
it's
of the facts
so amazing.
I found out. She tried to trademark
that's
you're hot.
Hot.
Or that's
it's
hot.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That's hot.
It's pretty good. People weren't saying that's hot before then.
No, I guess not. I mean, were they? I don't feel like anybody owns that's hot.
I'm going to give it to her. I think it's hers.
Oh, man. I also found out in Googling her music for this that UB40. Oh, and it was also in the Facebook post.
Yeah,
that UB40 sued her and won. That's so amazing.
Which they definitely needed the money. So that's good for them. I'm happy for them.
Oh, did you see the Facebook thread?
I read a little bit of
that's
it. Yeah.
Funny.
I don't know if I'm totally up to date with all the discussion.
I didn't keep up
You're
with
not
it.
Getting push notifications.
I should have turned them. I have them all texted to me.
Turns on notifications. there was. I felt like the vibe of that Facebook thread was like most people loved Ashley. Which I was surprised by
I
how
was
many
too,
people loved.
Actually.
A lot of Stars Are Blind fans, though.
Yes, that's
true. Stars Are Blind is a jam. It's a totally fine song if you don't think too hard about how it was made. How or why it was made.
Yeah. But the other, I felt like nobody had, not a ton of people had other thoughts on Paris Hilton. Like, other than my brother.
I heard she's a hoe.
Yeah.
Does that come into play?
I feel like I haven't heard a woman called a hoe in a while.
Dude, my brother is, like, in 1999 still. Mm. It's crazy.
You gotta warn him about 9/11.
My brother's bought me a Dunder Mifflin shirt this year. I swear to God, they, like, get things at a different pace. They're in Indiana. Yeah. It's just a different world out there.
Sure.
You ever go to Indiana?
I haven't been.
You haven't been?
No.
You
oh, wait. I've been to
go.
Indianapolis.
Oh.
It was fine.
Yeah, it's not great.
No, it's okay.
It's probably the worst big city, I think.
Indianapolis?
I think it's the worst big city.
It's not great. Mm.
It's the most generic, I would say. We're going to get a lot of hate
Vonnegut,
for this.
They got that museum. That's nice.
Yeah, I guess that's cool.
If you're any guy.
What else about... Oh, Ashley.
Oh, well, I have a billion thoughts about Ashley if you want to get into
should
it.
We, how should we split this up? Should we just jump back and forth into whatevs?
All right, I'll talk about Ashley. You talk about Paris.
And Three, Emmy talks about...
This is the Paris... No, that's the Paris mic.
Yeah. All right, let's talk Ashley.
Okay, so how did you guys... I would take it a step even further back. Whoa. Jessica. Mm-hmm. Did you guys like Jessica Simpson?
I remember thinking, it was that teenage phase where I was like, I thought she was like a hot lady or whatever.
Second most perfect woman.
Yeah. Second most perfect. No, third most. Nicole Richie's number two.
Oh, man.
Yep. No, I thought Nicole Richie was trash. I didn't like her.
Yeah, she turned it around.
She's like a good actor now, we were just talking about. Like, she's on that Tina Fey show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
people
yeah.
like her. She's
oh,
turned
I
it around
she was
totally.
Good. I haven't watched it.
She, like, took a shower and lost a lot of weight and, like, turned it around.
But I liked... I watched a little bit of that show, like the Nick Lachey and Jessica Simpson show, and then watching that made me like her less and less, I think.
That's interesting. It's like the reverse Ashley.
Yes.
Because I could never relate to Jessica, I think just because she was like this like hot blonde lady with huge tits who sang about Jesus and stuff, and like I'm like 0-for-3 on those. They're from a time in my, like a particularly shitty time in our lives, I think. Like,
oh, yeah.
That's part of why, like, the 2000, like that stretch of like 2003 to 2006, maybe, was like, I mean, God, such garbage. I had like my wisdom teeth out.
Oh, yeah.
Like, all my friendships like exploded. Oh, no. Like, my dad got sick. Like, it's just,
man.
Everything was terrible. Uh-huh. And Ashley was like the answer. I have cried out a window to more than one
Damn.
Ashley Simpson song.
Wow. And so, Ashley dyed her hair brown.
Yes, but that was part of why I had like a foothold into Ashley Simpson, where she had like kind of a schnoz for a pop woman, which like me too, and dark hair.
I should have liked her more. I got a schnoz too.
Franklin ass.
Yeah.
To quote Nikki Glaser.
What
is that? Franklin the turtle?
Yeah.
Oh,
I
man.
Told her that, and then she posted
it
side by side on Insta. Yeah. Check out Instagram.
Not
anything in particular, just it's a great app.
I don't know why there's a moment from Newlyweds that's been in my brain like since.
Yeah.
Chicken of the Sea. Why
yes.
do
oh,
I still
exactly
know
it's in everyone's
it.
Brain.
Why do we still
it lives here forever.
I think
there's
that's
so much I forget.
Yeah.
It is so funny that when we die, there will be a moment where that might be one of the things that flashes.
That's in the montage.
It's always in our brains.
It's a brand of tuna. On my deathbed. She was wrong.
But I did like her because I like Tony Romo, and she was dating Tony Romo, so I thought she was cool.
Wait, Jessica, what?
Jessica
did.
Gotcha.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't realize that.
And they were like America's Sweet. It was the Dallas Cowboys quarterback. And the
makes sense.
Daisy and Duke's blonde.
Oh, yeah.
Lady,
I forgot
you know?
She played Daisy Duke.
Yeah.
Well, she was in Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah.
But she was so untouchable in that. Like, she was too hot for me to have anything in common with her. Like, I have zero genetically overlap with Jessica. I feel like some kind of, like, catfish when I look at her. So but Ashley was like there was a person in there, I think.
Yeah.
And she dated just like dudes in her band, kind of like nobody.
She dates
like
weird looking men.
Yes.
We were just looking at pictures of her. I mean, she dated Pete Wentz, which already she's in my heart forever because I was a huge
Fallout Boy.
Oh.
Yeah.
We're gonna definitely have another Fallout Boy episode.
There's already been
we
one?
Recorded one that hasn't been put out yet. When Alex
we
Stone
should do like a
back.
Three-parter on Fallout Boy. That should be our Super Bowl.
Oh, you know, a three-parter like the Super Bowl.
And over time,
as you said, three-parter is like I really don't know about sports.
Well, the most important part is the halftime show. So
of
it's
course,
like three parts. I get it.
Sure.
Three parts.
Man.
Yeah. No, I totally feel you that she was more relatable. She seemed a little more down to earth in every. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Jessica's way out there.
Way out there. And but I mean, that's part of why I was sad when Ashley Simpson got a nose job later on, I think like a few years ago or so. And now I mistake her for Stephanie Pratt from The Hills, which is a downgrade even for Ashley. Like, that's bad.
Wow.
She's just so indistinct without it.
Yeah. I love a big nose. I think
because
of that. I think because I have one, but also it is like distinctive. Like Ivanka Trump got a nose job too.
Oh yeah.
Before that, she was the fourth most perfect woman.
Oh, my God. Yeah, actually, when you look at like old pictures of Ivanka, I think I'm guessing she got like her nose fixed and then like big hard breast implants.
Yeah.
That I'm sure Ivanka Trump. That I'm sure her dad paid for and encouraged.
Yeah.
And,
Wait, I don't Tommy, know. I saw in your Google history Ivanka Trump breast differences. Don't play
coy.
As the
wallflower said, the only difference that I see is you're exactly the same as you used to be.
Wow.
Jacob Dylan, think about it.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Jakey D.
He read that off a cursive tattoo on his inner thigh. Oh, man.
I used to love Ashley.
Yeah.
I got into it. Pieces of Me. It's an all-time jam. Yeah, yeah.
I think when you're like high school age, she like her lyrics are so unsubtle. It's kind of just like, I'm angry, I'm sad.
Yeah,
like,
you
I'm freaking
that.
Out. And so like it's like basic emotions 101, and it's very comforting for like people in the confusing phase of their life.
Yeah, you need that. Like you need a good fuck you dad in
oh,
there.
Oh yeah.
That's the best. That's what, like I loved like Everclear. Is that
oh,
the
yeah.
band?
Yes,
Father
yes.
of Mine.
Yeah,
Father
exactly.
of Mine is the
like,
least
yeah.
subtle song in the world. There's no like, what's this about?
Yeah, I don't want to have to like find my own meaning in like a Carrie Underwood song, you know? Like,
yeah.
you listen to Carrie Underwood.
You couldn't get through Jesus Take the Wheel. You couldn't figure that one out.
No, I'm saying I want that.
Oh, okay.
I want her to do what she. I want her to keep killing it.
Couldn't be so subtle, Carrie. What the hell are you talking about?
Who was that American Idol? Kelly Clarkson.
Oh,
I
yeah,
liked a lot
great.
Of during this
yeah.
time too.
Yes,
Since You've Been Gone. All
Since
You've
Been Gone is a really good
yeah.
song.
That's
still
our
a
Super
very
Bowl.
Good song.
That song.
What's the song where she? Oh, Because of You.
Ooh.
I used to like,
I never strayed too far from
the
sidewalk.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
Wow.
I'm
going to
start crying. I just started bawling.
That's a good note.
Miss Independent.
She wow. sang with like a lot more feeling than either of these Paris or Ashley,
yeah,
I feel like. She's
sure.
like a. She. You could qualify her as an artist. I feel like Paris Hilton and Ashley Simpson are just like what would happen if someone ran up to you and was like, want a music career tomorrow?
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
Just the first, like, yeah, paint by numbers, like
yeah,
everything
yeah.
sort of like thrown together.
Mention boys and girls. Like, that's a lot
oh,
of
yeah.
their music.
Boys and girls.
You got to mention both. You want to appeal to the masses. Yeah, it is so much paint by numbers. And both of them wanted to do other shit. And then Paris music just called her, I guess.
I mean,
I will say, to their credit, though, there's so many rich people who want to be pop stars and that never got a hit. You know what I mean?
That's.
Yeah.
I mean, Kim Kardashian had a song.
Oh, she did?
She had one song,
wow.
and it's not good. It makes stars
my
are
dad
blind.
Helped OJ.
What was
it's called My Dad Helped OJ.
I would love that as a song.
Tommy, Mom. Wait, is it Caitlyn Jenner you're talking about?
No.
Oh, what's
talking
who's
about Robert
dad?
Kardashian.
Oh, I thought her dad was.
God damn it.
I got mixed up there.
Oh, yeah.
I had a little lapse of. I'm not super familiar with the Kardashian family.
That's
did you watch
okay.
Keeping Up with the Kardashians?
I'll watch it when it's on like the 4x6 screen of an elliptical machine if I ever
yeah.
have like a guest pass to
that's
someone else's gym.
That's the best way to watch television, in my opinion.
Yeah,
and film.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's not a great show. Mm-hmm. If you're in like a waiting room or something, it's fine.
Yeah.
But I mean, we have Paris to thank for the Kardashians.
Exactly.
That's
oh,
the other thing.
That's 100% true.
Yeah.
yeah. I was reading about, I read this article about why the Kardashians succeeded where Paris failed.
What did they say? I'm
they
curious.
Were saying a lot of it's that Kim Kardashian doesn't drink, or at least not a lot. She like barely drinks, I guess. And she's really focused, whereas Paris Hilton is legit who she is. Like, she's a crazy, like, she parties all the time. Like, she's a loon. And like, she's not as focused as Kim, I guess.
It makes me like Paris more, to
me
be
too.
Honest.
For sure. No, me too.
Like,
yeah. for
what
sure.
do you do in getting paid to like show up at clubs in Vegas
an appearance
sober yeah,
and not
forget.
Drink or anything?
Yeah,
yeah it's weird.
If I was a Hilton heiress, I would be shit-faced 24/7.
Yeah,
for sure.
I
yeah.
would be on like the heaviest narcotics.
Oh, yeah.
Just like, yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah, the simple life makes total sense. Like, I think it's a way more fun show than Keeping Up with the Kardashians,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because the simple life had a premise. Like, mm-hmm. it was them doing weird jobs and shit like that and kind of making fun of poor people.
Yeah, yeah. kind of a like a an elitist reality comedy. Does
yeah,
that make sense?
Exactly.
yeah.
It was, and it was funny sometimes. I remember laughing very hard sometimes at that show.
I think
show.
She put her hand in a cow's butt
yes.
at one point, and that was kind of like, she's trying,
yeah.
you know?
She was
know.
Our generation's Tom Green. I think he was part of our generation.
I was
going
to say.
I was wondering.
Yeah. I sometimes still think about Tom Green's testicles.
Oh, the ball cancer thing, yeah.
Do you remember in that special? I should have finished that sentence. But you remember that episode? They showed like the inside of his cancerous balls.
Yes, I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, and like that's his sidekick up. Glenn was like, I mean, but it, like the inside of balls was on TV. It was so weird.
What a weird time in television.
Yeah.
Because it was like more graphic then than it is now. I feel like you don't see shit
people
like
couldn't,
that
now. They didn't have anything else. They couldn't go to Netflix. They were stuck with it, you know?
That's true.
Now you have so many options. They got to be cool.
Wait, do you think people were just forced to watch that?
I was. Yeah. My parents just...
Your parents made you watch
it? Made me watch Tom Green specials, yeah.
It was also, though, I feel like that time, MTV and VH1 had like 7 shows and they just re-aired them constantly.
Yes,
so I saw the same episodes of everything like 10 times back then. Like The Fabulous Life of Nicole Richie
so
or whatever.
So many True Life episodes I've seen a billion times.
Yeah, like the inside of calf implants and stuff like that. Or it's just like, it's burned into my brain like how much Jennifer Aniston's cargo pants used to cost.
Wait, how much?
It was like, I think they were, wait, oh man. I lied. It's not
you
burned into my
fucking
brain.
Liar.
I remember it was, I think it was, they had like a ripoff Robbie Leach voice. It would say like, Mahari Chicago pants. I think they were like $700 or something like that, which, I mean, it's still not reasonable now. But for adjusting for inflation, it's like, fine, you can wear $700 pants.
Yeah, that's fine. But, that's not so bad.
Well, if you're Jennifer Aniston... What are you going to do?
Yeah. You know?
It was the era of like dragons being embroidered on stuff.
Ooh.
It, like, sort of. Anyway.
This was before, this was like before we knew how to train them.
Yeah.
That's true.
That was
so
much
they
later.
Just end up on your clothes.
Yeah, yeah,
get out of here. We trained this dragon to get off my fucking shirt.
Your brother's going to send you a how to train your dragon shirt in like 20 years.
My mom keeps trying to buy me dragon shirts now.
Oh, my God.
She loves, what's his name? The guy who was married to J-Lo.
Mark Anthony. Does
a
he
lot
make
of
clothes?
Yes, he has a clothing line at Kohl's.
Oh, no.
It's a lot of their clothes. And she, every time I'm in Indiana, we'll go to Kohl's and she'll be like, what about this one? It's like sexy. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Oh, sexy.
I think she means sexy, I think. I don't
she
know.
She goes, that's hot.
My mom is the perfect woman.
That's the pull quote from this episode. My mom's the perfect woman, Tom Tikar.
It goes, your mom, Jessica Simpson, Paris Hilton, Nicole Richie. Is that everybody? That's everybody.
That's I was reading like Paris Hilton facts, and one of them was that she was voted number 2 in 2007's In Touch Best Beach Bums.
So
then I looked it up, and I'm going to read this article.
Can
because
we guess who
please
one is?
Guess, yeah.
Number one beach bum.
That's got to be J-Lo,
which I don't
right?
know if that's a play on, but they might just be calling them bums.
Yeah,
I don't know
is it the person or their butt specifically? Because this was also a time of...
See, what I didn't understand was if they were if it was a pun or not. Like, I don't know. Like, could they just be like, these people are on the beach. They're fucking bums.
That's that what I
because that's what
Paris
I thought at first.
Hilton with a beach bum.
It's also weird
sense.
That there is an article that has this list, but... I've got
right.
I've got
like
it.
I feel like Paris Hilton at that time was mostly torso. Like, she was not a butt celebrity.
There was like no, and I feel like butts weren't as in then. Maybe
I
I'm
think
wrong.
That, no, I mean, J-Lo,
J-Lo
was...
J-Lo
was
can I
was
can I give a hint? Because you guys are way off.
Shakira.
It's a man.
Ooh.
Oh, number... Okay, I'm going to say...
Hey, they're on
so
the beach.
So then I think they're on the beach all the time.
They got to be on the beach all the time.
Oh, shit. Who was hot back then? I'm going to go JT.
Wrong.
Shit.
I was going to say, like, Orlando Bloom or something.
It's Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, okay.
So then let me read this.
Wow, what an enduring beach bum he is.
Yeah.
The longevity of that bum.
The test of time as far as beach bums go.
No shit. That's at least 10 years ago, right?
I mean,
2007.
And, like, he was, like,
decade under the influence.
I feel like he was a beach bum in, like, the 80s, though, too. He's been around for so long.
Yeah, for sure.
That's the crazy. Key. You got to just find your brand and stick with it. Beach bum is a lifestyle for him.
Number 2, Paris Hilton. Number 3, Cameron Diaz. Number 4, Andy Baldwin.
Who?
Andy Baldwin.
Who I'm assuming
the
is one of
Baldwin.
Is that one of the brothers?
I guess.
And 5 is Beyonce Knowles.
Wow.
Which is back when she had a last name.
That's crazy.
Wow. Yeah.
I was thinking about this. This is so stupid. You know how I feel like you never hear the word Noel anymore. Like, there's no grassy Noles. There's no Beyonce Noles. That was the dumbest thing. I'm very sorry we brought you here.
Yeah, I liked it.
Sorry, I'm
no
looking
problem.
Up who Andy Baldwin is.
I read something.
Wait, this can't be right. It says he's a Navy officer.
Andy Baldwin is a Navy officer?
Oh, he was the Bachelor, but he was from, he was a Navy officer. But he was, I was like,
he's not related to the Baldwins?
No.
Wow.
They just picked some guy from the Navy and were like, this guy's always by the beach.
I think I remember him being like a hot guy back then and being jealous of him. I hated every hot guy back then unless they were on Big Brother, and then I could picture myself in their shoes for some reason.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I love Big Brother.
I never watched Big Brother.
I didn't either. You didn't watch Big Brother?
I watched a bit of Survivor. I watched the first season of Survivor.
I watched Survivor, too, yeah.
I was
Jeff Probst.
Survivor was the first show me and my mom ever rushed home to see. We were at the store like, we're going to miss Survivor. And then it was American Idol.
Different time. Oh, yeah. I watched the first American Idol,
first
too.
First was great.
Yeah.
Second was great.
I was reading some article like about American Idol a little while ago about how wrong the American people are when given the chance to choose their own pop stars. Because aside from Kelly Clarkson, like, where the fuck's Ruben Studdard? You know? Like, where's
we loved Ruben
Studdard. But I loved Ruben.
We were a Ruben family. Sorry for 2004 is
That's
a banger.
That's a hilarious song. It's so funny. The idea of being sorry for an entire year is hilarious.
January to December, like, you fucked up the
whole.
Did you
blow it for 365 days? and then for the year that you're sorry for to be 2004, a relatively nothing year when I look back on it. But yeah, he's just there's this little backup vocal in that song where it's, I forget the melody, but I remember the echoey voice that goes, "Damn, I'm sorry."
That's so funny.
I wish we had that. If I'd known we were going to get to Ruben, then
yeah.
I bet it sounds
we could
fine.
Find it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's worth maybe listening to a little bit of it, maybe just to prime our palates for Ashley and Paris.
But that makes me like the American people, that we would be like, I know this guy's not going to be like sexy, but he's great.
Oh,
he's fun. We love
just,
him.
Yeah, it's more about like, you know, it's not that any of them weren't good singers. It's that like they didn't want it that bad.
I'll pipe this in a little bit here. By the way, did you guys ever hear that Osama bin Laden single? I'm sorry for 2001.
Damn, I'm sorry.
All right, this is Sorry 2004. I'm going to skip ahead a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, it starts off so good.
I'm sorry.
He like dug through Brian McKnight's garbage for this beat.
It's like I missed a shot. It's like I dropped the ball.
Damn, I'm sorry.
It's like I'm on stage.
In the very beginning, you can hear him faintly whisper, "Sorry."
It's like building a new house with no roof and no doors.
Damn, I'm sorry.
It's like trying
that was such
to
a hot like, sound back then. Like, remember that Joe song, Stutter? Yeah. It was the same.
Oh, yeah. Stutter's good. Stutter's still good.
Joe had a bunch of bangers. Well, that is I want to know what turns you on.
Still a good song, so good. Too. I can feel the back of my middle school gymnasium wall. Or like the basketball court on my that just forms around me.
Oh, so good. I feel like that song taught me about love. That song made me. That song and Usher's "You Make Me Wanna."
You Got It Bad.
You Got It Bad. Those two songs defined my like romantic self in like to that in that year or whatever.
Yeah, it's You Got It Bad is that's an, a
so
sleeper
good.
Karaoke hit too.
Oh, that's Ooh. A great fucking idea.
Once you get to the "I'm Your Man, You're My Girl," people Ooh. Like get out of their seats and go crazy. So
I think "Confessions" would be a fun karaoke. We all
yeah,
start doing that.
Yeah. I always, I'm always worried with songs like that, that there's going to be like a sneaky rap verse I forgot, and then I'm going to be like just totally abandoned for like a minute in the
there's
middle of.
There's nothing worse than picking the wrong karaoke song and realizing in the middle. Yeah. I did it with, I think Mr. Jones, I did it, but I did live band and realized I had started at the wrong part, I think. And I was
shit.
It really bummed me out because I was like, I just ruined this whole, nobody can pick this song now.
Damn.
Yeah, it's
Damn.
Fucked up.
I'm sorry.
I just went into that.
And you can only figure out what the good karaoke songs are from doing them, you know? True. Like, you've got to choose Bohemian Rhapsody once and just feel a bar hate you.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
then you don't do it again.
I've only got one that people have ever enjoyed, and it's Jules, You Were Meant for Me.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah. I've That's seen him great. Do it. He's amazing.
That's really good.
I might do it tonight.
One time at Gilbert Club, there was no one in the room except me on stage and the guy running karaoke. And I sang You Ought to Know, and I just sang it, and I kept pointing at him, but I didn't know him, and I think he hated it. It was like so funny to me, even though no one saw.
God, like, man,
I am so happy we took that detour to
Ruben Studded. Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad too. It feels good to hear. Like, don't a lot of your mistakes seem really minimal compared to Sorry for 2004?
I've never made a mistake and been like, that feels like a house without a roof. Like, how is that? What mistake is that?
You know, one of those roofless houses that yeah. you fuck
Wait,
up in.
Like a convertible house. A house without a roof. Isn't that the line that Pharrell uses too in I'm Happy? Ooh. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof.
That's
he should be sorry.
He should
he shouldn't
it.
Be happy.
That would be my favorite lawsuit ever.
A room without a roof. Yeah.
Cry along if you feel like a house without a roof.
I always tried to do the horse version of that song, and almost everyone in my life hated it.
Clap along.
Clap along if you feel like a horse without a hoof.
Oh, my God. That is brilliant.
No, everyone hates it.
I'm going to steal a Pete Holmes line. This is a free podcast. Oh, no. Hey, when he says that.
That would be great if that was like the War Horse soundtrack. It was just cute.
Oh, man, I fogged up my own glasses just laughing and sweating in here.
Yeah, it got
Boy,
hot
the fan,
again
the
in
fan
here.
Moves.
Did it, how did it? What?
It was not like that before.
This it's is doing a haunted basement.
There hasn't been a fan pointed this way in 40 years.
Some Brooklyn hipster died in here 20 years ago.
Oh,
Tommy's
boy.
Been dead for 20 years.
Man, oh, man.
I found a quote from Paris Hilton here that I wanted to read.
Oh,
that's exciting.
This could turn you the other way on her, but I can't tell, you know, it's tough with her because she just says how she feels. But she was talking to a friend, and the friend brought up Grindr, and
the
she
app?
Said,
or
yeah,
the sandwich.
I don't know. The Fox show?
Ooh, good show.
I didn't see it. Oh, no, I saw it. It was good.
It was good. I was surprisingly
it was fun.
Good. Yeah.
Fun show.
Maria didn't like it. She's an idiot. All right. All right. So it says that when Grindr came up, she declared, "Gay guys are the horniest people in the world. They're disgusting. Dude, most of them probably have AIDS. I would be so scared if I were a gay guy. You'll like die of AIDS."
Oh my God.
That's a pretty
when did she say that?
She was caught on tape.
She was at Wimbledon.
So it wasn't, what's that?
She was at Wimbledon.
She was at Anti-Pride. Yeah, I think she was just hanging out in New York with a friend. It was September 7th, the second best day or worst day in September history. Wake me up when September ends.
Thank
right.
you.
Oh, boy.
We got to do them.
Yeah, Green Day episode seems like you could get some mileage out of that.
Oh, yeah.
I just rewatched the Simpsons movie. I forgot they're like a big part of it in the beginning. They
oh,
have like
yeah.
3 minutes of screen time. It's wild.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
They were hot back then.
They were hot.
They were hot. I loved them. I don't know. I was
That's
real
hot.
Into them.
Yeah.
That's hot. Can you imagine hearing like Minority by Green Day and being like, that's hot?
Oh, shit. Let's see. So did you ever feel shame about being into either of these?
I mean, it felt like people just hated them so much that you could go full circle very easily and be like, what are you going to do about it? Like, I think they're kind of like bulletproof in a weird way, because if your name means shit, like if people just know you as being like horrible music, then like there's nowhere to go but up.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if that makes sense, but
I think beautiful.
Well,
it's
like
good.
Ashley Simpson, her whole thing, it was the SNL, the lip syncing thing that I feel like took her down.
That's what I was just about to bring up. We just watched it right before.
Oh, shit. I should have watched
brutal.
It. The thing is, like, was it worse than what Mariah Carey did on New Year's Eve last year?
It's comparable, I think.
Well, I think Mariah's is worse because Mariah's like so like bitchy about it, too. Ashley is like trying to dance. She's like, it's like kind of adorable.
But here's what I'll say, because I do agree. It's like she does kind of have a sense of humor about it. But then at the end, she throws her band under the bus, which I don't like.
Oh, no.
At the end of the episode when they're saying like their goodnights, the host, who I can't remember, it was like Jude Law or some hot guy. He's like, this is live television. What do you want? And she's like, yeah, my band started playing the wrong song. And it's like, well, that doesn't make sense. Yeah.
And then I remember afterwards she said that she was advised not to sing live because she had acid reflux disease, which...
I remember that.
Is
I totally
that a disease?
That
is it a disease or do you just buy some Tums?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like something that would stop your live television, like a big spot for you.
I actually have tummy ache disease and it really messes me up.
I think it was especially shitty because she had already performed Pieces of Me, and then that was the song that
what
came.
What song was it during?
She was supposed to perform another one. I don't remember which the set, but they replayed the first one. That's like, it's bad
that's
to hear the
was.
Same track twice
yes,
and be like, oh shit, the other one was lip synced, and so the next one was gonna be if everything had gone right. But everyone was lip syncing then. Lip syncing in and of itself doesn't make you a bad artist.
I think that's fair.
As a Milli Vanilli fan.
So then what's so bad about it fucking up? And also, that's what happened to Tommy when he recorded Laughs on Fox.
You come out, and before you grab the mic, they're like, how are you guys doing?
Folks.
You're like, my stupid band. There's no one behind you. Oh, boy.
Sorry, my hype man fucked up. He started hyping the wrong joke.
But, like, can we listen to Pieces of Me?
Oh, of course.
I feel because I was listening to that one this morning, and I realized how similar it is to the Incubus song Drive, which I also really like.
Yeah, same chord progression, I think.
Okay, let's see here. Pieces of Me.
Oh, yeah, you know music stuff. Yeah, oh, how handy.
Let's start the playlist.
Yeah.
I am waiting. Tuesday, I'm fading. But Wednesday, I can't sleep.
Like, you could sing Drive right over this.
Then the phone rings, I hear you. And the darkness is a clear view. You
know the lyrics to
rescue me.
She's just barely singing part, so everybody can sing. That's what's good about it. Yeah, everybody can go.
That's an undisputable song.
Yeah, this one's like totally held up. I have like no notes on this one.
No.
Yeah, I'm gonna tip my hat a little bit and say, I don't know if that's the right word that I'm looking for. In fact, I'm sure it's not, but I'm going to say that's my favorite song on the playlist, on the whole playlist.
Yes, tipping your hat. I think so,
is
too.
Is that tipping your hat?
No, it's tipping your hand.
Hand.
It's a poker
your hand.
Yes, tipping your hat is like a tip of the cap to
your hat. Yeah, but you should also give a tip of the cap to
Ashley. I'm also doing that. It works because a tip of the hat for picking that song.
I tip a few things to her. I don't know what that means.
One night in Ashley.
That one is great.
That's a great one. I think that's why... That's another reason I like her more than Jessica is. Like, Jessica's music was more like, I don't know, it was more like Britney-ish
to me. There was one Jessica song I liked, but I can't remember what it was.
Oh, man.
What was, the number one?
She had one that had sampled a John Mellencamp song that was good. Boy, I Think That I'm In Love With You. That was her best song.
Yeah.
But I'm in love with you.
Yeah, that's good.
But there's another one where she's like, I with nothing but a t-shirt on, I'm so beautiful. Really? That was the one where I was like, get out of here.
The opposite of what I want. See, this is why I like
Waxahachie
Ashley more.
Covered that for the girls soundtrack. Look it up. It's unbelievable.
Oh, man.
Big Waxahachie fan here.
Cool.
You're on record.
I want to be on record. That's the band I'll stand
I think this is why I like Ashley way more. She's got the emo side to her, which I like. And it's real because, she's had not the easiest life, but I also Googled fun facts about Ashley Simpson. The first one that came up was Ashley Simpson was anorexic. Like, not a fun fact, I would say.
No,
what else we got here? She owns a dog named Blondie. That one's fun. she had that nose job. We talked about that one.
Yeah, that broke my heart.
I will say, I told Tom before, one of my friends, Soph, who's great, her cousin is Pete Wentz. So I texted her, and I was like, hey, any inside dish on Ashley? And she said she's nice and normal.
Wow.
So great.
That
good to
is
know
great.
About Ashley. Yeah.
I remember in one of the things I read about her, that she was saying how she was inspired by Joan Jett, and it's like
I just was reading
were
that.
You?
That's what Joan Jett, yeah. Alanis, Deborah, Harry, Fiona Apple.
The, Alanis, like you Fiona can hear yeah. she like you can hear the sort of like Meredith Brooks, Alanis
the
Morissette.
The last song on this for sure.
She's like a teen girl oasis,
yeah.
kind of like.
I think
at
on
best.
Undiscovered, she's. You
Tom,
can
didn't
tell
she used to hang out at a place called Teen Girl Oasis?
Yeah.
You got falafel over there, right?
They had the best falafel in town. It was like a Hooters for like, for no. like Middle Eastern.
All right, what's the next stop?
All right, let's play Undiscovered real fast because I feel like that maybe fits what she's trying to say or influences a
yes,
little better.
Yes, yes. And this is her most successful at that, I'm pretty sure.
Take it back, take it all back now. The things I gave, like the taste of my kiss on your lips.
What's mac in relation
to my kiss? My kiss sounds disgusting.
I
can't try any harder than I do all the reasons I gave. Excuses I'm making
the reasons I gave.
All the reasons I gave.
Very social.
I guess we should wait for the chorus.
Oh, no.
All the things left undiscovered, leave me empty and left to wonder. I need you. All the things left undiscovered, leave me waiting and left to wonder. I need you. Yeah, I need you.
Couldn't you imagine like Spoon or Third Eye Blind singing that song? I think
definitely
it's just
Third Eye Blind.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, okay.
I'm not gonna say Spoon. I can't see Spoon doing that.
Fine, fine. Spoon makes better songs than that. I feel like of all her sort of like attempts at like '90s alt rock type of shit, like that's the most successful one.
Yeah.
I cried out a window 90s. To that one for sure. That was a song I was listening to while my dad was sick, which is like a huge insult to my dad. But like it's something between the rock people and then like the juniors department at a Dillard's. I think that's where she lives.
That's the sweet spot.
Like if third, like do you remember Jessica and Ashley's dad?
I was just reading about the
Joe Simpson.
Yeah.
Oh my! He's this creepy blonde dad, like super tan and weird, and he like made some comment about Jessica's tits, and like I think he's probably like in the camp of showbiz dads that want to fuck their own daughters.
He came out as gay.
Oh wow, boy, am I wrong? I am dead wrong.
He's probably just like jealous of
no,
them.
No, he's a dad who wants to be his daughter.
Yeah, no,
there
I
we
for
go.
Sure, think that. Yeah.
Wow. That's so interesting.
Yeah, so like that was what it would say. It was like I read an article about her having a tough year in 2012 because of that. When was the SNL thing? Was that 2000? Was that in the
4 or 5?
Okay, so it's been a while. She's been on since then, and
she's
and
been
like,
on SNL.
Yeah, she
since
redeemed
then?
Herself.
Oh my god!
I mean, she
well, she was a featured player for 3 years, right?
That's right. Yeah. Ashley Simpson. Yeah, she played a song called like "Will You Catch Me When I Fall" or something like that, based on her appearance on SNL.
Oh, no.
Just like a nice moment for her. Then, like a month later, she fainted during a concert in Japan. No one caught her when she fell. Then. We'll be back on.
You wrote that joke 3 weeks ago.
Let's just say.
Oh, boy.
I would love if Paris Hilton came out with a song apologizing about the Grindr thing.
Gays probably won't die of AIDS. all right, let's see.
Oh yeah. No. I think let's keep rolling through the hits.
Let's roll through. Let's listen. Let's pick it up a notch. Listen to La La.
Oh,
boy.
To La La Land.
This is what La La Land was based on, right?
You can dress me up in diamonds. You can dress me up in dirt. You can throw me like a lineman. I like it better when it hurts. Oh, I have waited here for you. I have waited. You make my wanna lie, lie in the kitchen of the floor.
So, okay, this is the most junior's department at Dillard's.
Me and Tommy were talking about this is like the hottest song.
What do you want? But like, what
Tommy,
is it?
Put your clothes back on.
What does it mean? You make me want to lava. I'm going to As I mentioned, I don't know about football, but do you throw linemen?
Linemen throw people.
You toss around a
line. You don't like pick them up and toss them.
You pull them by the hair and you throw them around.
That's a holding call.
This one, Lala, it's not my favorite, but I get the appeal of it. Like, I see why people like
this
one so much.
It's important to her worldview.
You can feel like that's her version of, like, I'm going to cut loose and rock, and Joe Simpson's on the other side of the glass being like, great tits, honey. Like,
shaking around.
Keep it nice, sweetheart. It's got to play at Dillard's.
This felt to me like a pop Courtney Love song.
Yes.
How I would phrase
yes.
it.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking today when I was listening.
Maybe
talking
like
upstairs about how Undiscovered was kind of Courtney Love-ish. It felt like a whole sort of deal.
Yeah, but I really liked Hole too. This
yeah,
was
Hole
was hell
great
yeah.
songs. Yeah, Malibu, banger.
Yeah,
the original Malibu from
not
Miley
the,
came and tried
not
to steal
the Miley one.
Yeah,
we Lisa Traeger made us listen to Malibu. That was right.
Yeah.
That's what we listened to on here. She was like, "You have to hear it." And then Tommy looked her in the eyes and pretended to like it.
I didn't like it. Still don't.
I don't think I've given that one a full listen yet. Miley's music always takes a while to grow on me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless
Lisa's
it's
got a bigger soft spot for her than I do.
Lisa loves her.
She loves her. I like Party in the USA.
Party in the USA is great. Wrecking Ball is great.
Wrecking Ball is
great.
Wonderful.
That's as far as I'll go.
Yeah.
Wrecking Ball would
Seven
be...
Seven Things I Hate About You or whatever was that one?
It was kind of the Disney stuff still, I feel like.
I feel like Wrecking Ball is one of those songs that I would fuck up trying to do on karaoke. Like, I'd be like,
oh,
I could do that. But it seems tough.
Yeah. But it is like a like in terms of just like songwriting and stuff, super fucking good.
Oh
right?
yeah, that's
great
what
video.
I mix up that I feel like I can just pick up on the emotion of a song, and then I'm like, I'll figure it out up there, and then you got nothing. You can't match those tones. I tried to do Adele.
Which song?
Idiot. Someone Like You.
Yeah, do Skyfall.
I'll tell you. Oh, Skyfall just like walks everyone from the bar. Like, oh, Someone Like You. I had like a very brief phase where I tried to take voice lessons a few years ago.
Yeah.
And she was like, what song do you want to start with? And I said, Someone Like You. And she was like, you're kidding.
Ooh, here's another one that I feel like you start to think you can do it is Hold On from
Wilson Phillips.
No. From you got to Alabama Shakes.
Whoa, wait. How does that?
It's that,
you got to hold.
Yeah. Come on, Brittany. You got to come on. It's really fun, but it's impossible to sing.
I've never seen a karaoke place that had Alabama Shake songs.
Oh, and if you go to Bloomington, Indiana, to a gay bar called The Back Door,
you can
be judged by your gay friends as you try. And they have AIDS, so who cares what they think?
They're all on Grindr. They're disgusting.
Disgusting.
Oh boy!
No, at that bar, you've been to the Back Door, haven't
many
you?
Many times.
Yeah,
three times. It's not many, but that's
every
how many times
single person at that bar can sing the fucking lights out and like makes you feel like shit. I'm glad they're dying of AIDS.
Which one are we doing?
So next up is Autobiography.
Good. This is a banger.
This is the final Ashley Simpson song. We're doing eight songs this week, by the way.
Because we're eight-legged freaks.
Up. Yeah.
Because we have eight. That was bad. I know that
Hold
was bad.
Hold for edit.
This was the theme song to the Ashley Simpson show, by the way.
Oh, shit.
Word on the street is that you do. You are my history.
Everyone on the street saying you know her.
What others tell you won't be true.
What a great song.
It is
huh?
a good song.
That's good. I've come around. I was on the fence on that one, but I realized I didn't even give the so I've listened to this playlist once, and usually I get more time. It's been a stressful fucking week. But this one I gave one
listen. It's sweeps week.
It is sweeps week.
Tom always has a hard time.
Yeah, for the it's podcast sweeps. So I only got to give this one listen, and I've discovered a fifth way to listen to
You've
music.
You've discovered a fifth?
So I have a theory that there's four ways to listen to music. It's been covered on this non-live, like for the playlist, like working out, traveling, hanging out with your friends, or just by yourself. Now there's a fifth one when you're in the shower.
Oh, shower music's
yeah.
great.
Yes.
But it's harder to listen to everything, so I missed that. I didn't get to hear that that little asked me. That's good.
Can I tell you something?
What?
I'm shocked you didn't put Shadow on here.
You know what? Shadow I listened to, and I laughed out. I wish we had put it on
can
there,
we listen
actually.
Because
there's one part in Shadow that I think is so, it's like the epitome of unsubtle, like how the part of the song. Should I tell you, or should we just listen to it?
Let's do both.
Let's do both.
It's the part of the song where she goes, mother, sister, father, sister, mother. Everything's cool now. It's like, God, you couldn't just like take a second to talk. Like slightly more artwork. Yeah, it's all about her parents.
I was stuck inside a broken life I couldn't wish away. She was beautiful. She had everything and more.
She might as well be in the back of going like, damn, it's about Jessica. I'm not sure if this is singing.
I love the voice crack going.
It's like maybe it's like the what's the name collide, for that part of the song? Like the bridge?
Yes. Yeah. Less perfect than the man.
Oh yes, go back a little bit. Fan, I'm like, this is a little heavy-handed.
It's so funny. It's pretty real.
To throw the everything's cool now in there because it kind of ruins the emotion of the song.
Yeah, I thought you were worked up. Yeah. I'm sorry for 2004. Oh, you accept my apology? Thank you.
I threw in Undiscovered instead of Shadow because I thought, I still think Undiscovered's good. I never loved Shadow.
Interesting. So but that was, I know I've heard Shadow before.
Yeah, that was a hit.
Yeah, but I haven't heard it in years.
I'm sure it wasn't like a number one.
In your circles, though?
In my, like,
also an Incubus song.
Circle. Yeah.
I like it. I liked that song. Will it be ruins the score for the playlist that wasn't on there.
Ooh.
We score the playlist at the end.
But we have to decide now how we're going to do this.
Well, let's include Ruben Sutter to offset it.
Because my scores for these two artists are very different.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
So...
Oh,
we'll
yeah.
figure it out at the end.
I think, yeah.
We'll let Emmy decide.
Should we do the? Should we move into some Paris songs?
Yeah,
we'll
let's
do Paris,
some Paris
and then
songs.
We're going to give you two different options about how we should score,
yeah.
and you'll
oh,
choose.
Oh, good, good,
yeah, that's
good.
Fair.
Yeah.
We'll give you the option.
I feel
like
Stars Are Blind would be a nice palate cleanser
yeah,
after
to
Shadow.
Stars Are Blind.
Your Shadow hate is
I don't
shocking.
Hate it. It's just not my favorite. They also should have
Don't
seen her. You wouldn't bat an eyelash.
Right.
It's like so. It's totally fine. It's totally.
You're right.
That was my thought coming in. Was if that song was by Gwen Stefani, a lot of people who hate it would like it.
Mm-hmm.
If it just
For
the
sure.
same exact song, don't change a word, just change the artist
yes.
on Spotify.
Yeah. Yes.
I think a lot of people.
It
would
is
like
so
I totally
funny.
Agree. In a universe that's like 5 degrees off kilter, Paris Hilton put out "Underneath It All" and
yeah,
Gwen Stefani sang "Stars Are Blind."
Underneath it all, so bad.
I love that.
That's
song.
So good.
Yeah.
I forget how much I love Gwen Stefani. I'm gonna
yeah.
write.
Oh,
down.
She's not the one I was
yet.
Calling derivative, by the
no,
way.
No, no, I know. I mean, it's funny that like she's derivative of Gwen Stefani, but it's like we didn't pick Gwen Stefani, but she's too cool to do for this.
Oh yeah, yeah. No,
people love
like
Gwen
her.
Stefani.
Yeah, yeah. No one hates Gwen.
I'm writing down. Listen
Except
to
Blake.
Gwen Stefani.
Oh yeah.
Who?
Blake Shelton.
Ooh.
No, he loves her.
Voice.
Are they
drama.
Dating still?
I don't know.
I don't know if they're still
Not
together.
Not a fan of that romance.
Me neither.
No. Nah. He sucks.
He's got some good songs.
Nah, fuck him. No. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd get to do a Blake Shelton episode by yourself.
I will. Just me looking in a mirror. I think he's cool. Me too.
All right, let's hear Nothing in This World.
The follow-up. This was her second hit that I think probably didn't do as well.
Right. I like Stars Are Blind is the only one I like about her.
Song I think is like it's from a definite time because that lyric I can do what she can do so much better is like so anti-feminist it would never fly now. Like it's also pretty vague and it's not very sexy.
Yeah,
so it like fails on a few fronts, but I think it's funny because it's from this time when like women were supposed to compete with each other.
Yeah, wasn't there what's that song that's like the lady was like I Could Be Your Girlfriend or whatever. Or,
Steal Your Boyfriend by Christy Coffey.
That's it. That's it. Yeah. What am I thinking of? It's a song where it's like, don't you wish your girlfriend was hot
yes,
like me.
By the Pussycat Dolls.
Totally. Yes.
This that was is the Pussycat Dolls?
My old friends. Yeah. Of course. I used to hang out with them.
Did you?
Yeah, of course.
At the old teen girl oasis.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just so, like, imagine if a woman came up to you and was like, I can do what she can do so much better. Like, it's not hot at all. Like, yeah. I love it, though. It's just from when, you know, Jessica and Ashley had to compete. Brittany and Christina had to compete.
Sure. No, girls come up to Tommy all the time. They look Marcia in the eyes. They say, I can do what she does better. Kill all men more.
Like, what do you do?
You become a comedian.
But you can see why it's not as good as Stars Are Blind, but it's still it's still a fun song. You could dance to it if you wanted to.
I will say I liked it better this listen. But maybe
I did too.
Yeah.
I did too. I don't know if it's I'm just catching on to Paris's voice, or maybe it's because of the comparison to Gwen Stefani, that is. It makes me like her voice more.
Yeah, it might be. You never know. And then, which one are we on?
This
now?
One is
Gwen Stort for Gwendolyn.
Okay, this is a little cover of.
This is arguably the worst song
of rock ever.
this is hard to defend, but I'm gonna.
This like couldn't be worse than. I can't think of something worse.
This is Paris Hilton's cover of Rod Stewart's Do You Think I'm Sexy?
This was the first song you put on here where I told Tommy, I was like, I think she's fucking with us.
But I'll tell you what.
Kisses alone, waiting for suggestions. Hey, so nervous, avoiding all her questions. His lips are dry, her heart is gently pounding. You just know exactly what they're thinking. And you want my body and you think I'm sexy. Come on, sugar, let me know. If you really need me, just reach out and touch me. Come on, honey, tell me so. Tell me so, babe.
No!
See, this is what most girls get out of their system doing karaoke at a bachelorette party once.
Yeah, and that's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
She recorded it, though. I mean,
but when you're famous, you can't just sing it in a bar once. You got to put you include it on the album, and you're like, check it out, I'm having more fun than all you.
That makes me think that's the only song that she ever liked that wasn't her own. Like, like, otherwise she'd cover other songs.
It's funny to think of her like idolizing Rod Stewart.
Like hot legs.
Wake up, Maggie. That's hot.
I think this is to Rod Stewart what like Marilyn Monroe's "Happy Birthday, Mr. President."
Yes,
like.
That's so good.
I think it's hilarious.
She sang this to Obama. Yeah.
Let me know, babe.
You are very sexy.
Just such an indulgent, like
damn SNL tape in here.
Oh my god, that was
it's the funniest song, come on.
It's pretty crazy that exists.
So offensive.
Yeah, that's
is it more or less offensive than her saying all gay men are disgusting and have AIDS?
I think it's more of it because she apologized for that. I don't think she apologized for this ever.
I'm like, sorry, Rod.
Alright, all right, I think we got one more song here.
One more song, and this is the follow-up.
This is off what is either a single or her like second album.
If iTunes is correct, this one came out in 2014.
Yes, this is recent,
which is so crazy.
This is just how big her balls are for putting out more music.
As big as Tom Green's.
This is Come Alive. Ooh, you can tell she's evolved.
Living the dream, having fun. Love is my addiction. I don't care what they say. This
You have to pretend you're a billionaire in Dubai. Like, if you were on a boat with 12 women who were using you, wouldn't you want this song played?
Yeah, that's fair. That's true.
And I think you could use this song to teach English because the lyrics are so simple. She, if you look at Paris Hilton's music career as an ESL teaching tool.
That's fair. That's a, if you. I guess we have to judge it like that then.
No, we don't.
No, I think with Paris Hilton, you start in the hole, and the goal is to get people to a place of acceptance.
I feel like you did a good job of that, though.
I don't think I'm going to make anybody like buy her music, but I will hopefully, like, you can find it more listenable now than you did an hour ago.
I really think you may have fucked yourself by putting that Rod Stewart song on there. I think some people would hear those first two and be like, you know what? This is listenable. You're not wrong. And then that Rod Stewart comes through and you're like, I think I hate Rod Stewart too. Fuck him. Fuck me.
Rod Stewart is like a casualty of Paris. Just dead by association.
How many more Paris? How many more dead?
Yeah. Oh boy. So that's the whole playlist here.
Yeah. Right, so we have two options.
Yeah. Okay.
Option A is we give them each a separate score out of four.
Right.
Option B, one big score.
One big score. And do you think we should boil it down to six for continuity?
No.
No? Well,
that's so confusing.
All right. That's
we usually rank out of six, so it's a little confusing.
How about this? What if we rank them separately and then average their scores as the overall?
Well, that's going to hurt Ashley.
Yeah.
I want to let you know right
that's
now.
True. That's true.
That is fair.
Ashley doesn't come out on top in that.
Okay. All right. Fine. Give me your worst.
All right, Ashley, it's great. Love her. Wish she picked Shadow, but still, she's a big part of my life. Big part of my childhood. Out of four, I'm going to give her a 3.25.
I think wow, she's a fan. That's a big
great.
Score.
Paris Holy Hilton shit. Is going to get a 0.25 out of four.
Whoa.
The 0.25 she gets, because I like the Gwen Stefani one, she would have gotten 0.5, but she got negative a bunch for the Rod Stewart one. Oh. So 0.25 out of four.
Interesting, okay.
Yeah.
Man, this is tough. Do you want to give one, or are you going to give them both fours?
I'm going to give them both fours. I have the same amount of fun.
Average all three of us?
Yeah.
I think what I'm going to do here is I'm going to give old Ash a 2.25
wow.
out of four, because I did the second listening of Undiscovered.
I liked it way better.
I liked it better. Yeah. When we first heard it, we were both like, ah. But then re-listening and knowing the influences behind it, I liked it more. So 2.25 out of for Ashley.
That feels pretty fair.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
I let my emotions get the best of me with Ashley. I'll always love her. So that's why she was getting high.
Yeah. the Paris. Oh, fuck. This is tough. Because I would get. All right.
Just give her a four.
I'm going to give her a. And four for Paris.
I didn't push Woo! Over.
No. I'm going to go 0.5 because...
0.5? I saw you fucking bopping to nothing
right,
in this
okay,
world.
All right. You know what? This is the first time in Stand By Your Band history. I'm going to give her a 1.
That's more like it.
I would have given her... Tom's lowest score ever.
I would have given her like a 1.4 or something like that. But Rod Stewart, it's negative points. And then I bumped her back up for that gay thing. But like, no.
Can you bump her up for not being in politics? It's how about true. That?
Okay. I think 1 is... did I say 1 or 1.25?
You said 1.25. No, you said 1. I'm trying to push you.
I'm going to go 1. Yeah.
The
I'm
integrity
go one.
Of this podcast.
No, they all heard you say 1. I'm not all kidding right. anybody.
I'm going 1. Amy, what do you want to do here?
4 or 4, baby.
All right.
I love them both equally, like fraternal twins.
Equally,
love
wow.
them equally?
I think Ashley's a little better, but I think they're both like funny moment, like funny, like human time capsules from the worst
That's
years of my life.
What I was going to ask you is, are you judging Paris like as a whole, or as a musician, or
I'm judging
I guess those are the two options.
No, that is a good question. I'm judging them as concepts.
Okay, all right, okay.
as
that,
a whole.
Then I changed my score.
Oh shit!
You forgot she's the perfect woman.
I'm gonna bump if it's as a person too. I'm gonna go 1.8 because wow. I think she's an interesting figure.
Because that's what she blew when she got her DUI.
Yeah, got her ass. Nice. I think like the fact that she is what she claims she is, and she's not like Kim Kardashian. I gotta bump her up. Yeah, 1.8.
Wow.
Does that change you at all, Tommy?
Nope.
Do you think? Do you think Paris Hilton is in on the joke of her music?
That's a good question. Tell.
I think she knows it's not good.
Really?
But I think she thinks she's a great DJ.
Oh, maybe. But I mean, she's just like riding the wave. She's doing what you'd do if somebody was like, get in there and make some music.
Yeah.
If you had no discernible skills, like, yeah.
I mean, she could just ride the old fortune, you know.
She could, but like, Forge it's more fun to get to wear, you know, like chokers and tube tops and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm happy with 1.8. And you know, let us know what you think about these two and who you think is better out of the two.
Mail me your thoughts.
Yeah, no. Mail me your thoughts. What's that address at?
Also, speaking of chokers, when you're in Boston, look out for that strangler. He's still out there.
Oh boy.
All right. Is he still at large?
No, he's at large.
You gotta check out that podcast, Stranglers.
Great podcast, yeah.
Should
really
we listen
quickly
to Ruben Studdard on the way out?
Yeah, you should. Really quickly before we end, I wrote this down and forgot to bring it up. You said the funniest thing in the world to when we did a show that seemed like it should have been good. Like it was packed and everybody hated it, I felt like. And you said that this was, I don't want to say where it is.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the audience sucked, and everybody was like, what the fuck is happening? And then you said, oh, I get it. You guys are like the people on Reddit who attack me. That was like the one thing that everybody liked, and it is the funniest thing to me. I probably didn't need to circle back for it, but
well,
I loved it.
It got off the weird strangler thing, I said.
Yeah.
You guys can each just drop a stink bomb as we close this thing.
I mean, you have anything you want to promote?
Paris Hilton's new record's coming out. No, I'm whatever. Everything's
the show, maybe?
The show?
Yes.
The show. The
Your
President show.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
I read it for a good show. You should watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Check out Emmy on Twitter. Yeah. She's killing it.
Hey,
she's the funniest.
Bud.
We're so happy you came on.
Thanks
so
for
happy.
Having me.
You're the best.
Thanks Tommy. For listening to my garbage.
Oh, no. This is the funniest thing. Yeah. Tommy, what do you think?
Wednesday, if you're in Chicago listening to this, come to my show at the Hideout tonight.
Ooh. Get over there. That'll be a great time. I will be in Bloomington, Indiana at the Comedy Attic the third week of July. And then, you know what? Come see me at, I don't know the name of this show. I'll be in Denver at the end of the month, too. So come do that. Thanks for listening, guys. Rate and review on iTunes. And go fuck yourselves. I don't know. Bye.
I'm not a man.